I mean, there's times where, you know, we don't want to go because we know it's a wait, a long wait. But I think they got really good doctors and nurses and everything. But the wait is, I guess, the price you pay when you don't have insurance, I guess.
That's the voice of Kamal Conyers there, one of, among many, of the uninsured sitting in an Oakland, California hospital waiting room. In a sense, everyone in America is in a waiting room, waiting on a health care decision, anticipating the ruling that's expected tomorrow from the U.S. Supreme Court on the Affordable Care Act. The clip you heard is from the documentary film The Waiting Room, in which filmmaker Pete Nix placed a camera in Oakland's Highland Hospital emergency room to document the real day-to-day challenges for the uninsured. The ER is the primary source of health care for many of them. That won't change tomorrow, no matter what the Supreme Court decision is. But the number of people who are forced to sit in that waiting room depends very much on those 9 Supreme Court justices. We welcome Pete Nix back to the show, Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and director of The Waiting Room. Nice to speak with you, Pete.
Hey, Celeste. How you doing?
So, you know, I mean, one of the things that can be said about your documentary is, in the end, the plight of the uninsured has very little to do with politics, although the Affordable Care Act has a lot to do with politics. Do the people who are sitting there dealing with coverage, not being covered, waiting to see an ER doctor, do they often talk to you about political stances?
Well, you know, the reason why I even made the film in the first place was that, you know, many years ago when I was coming out of grad school, I was graduating from film school, and my wife had just gotten her master's in speech, and her first job was at Highland. And she was bringing home these stories of her patients, and they're inspiring stories of their resilience and their struggle, and also the stories of the caregivers who are trying to provide care on a shoestring. And so I began to become interested in making a film that would tell the story of this one community, absent politics, you know, not about sort of the political situation. This was well before the healthcare debate became really noisy, and then you know, documentaries take a long time to make, and in the intervening years, the debate and the divisiveness around healthcare has just grown louder and louder. But we really wanted to frame our, you know, questions to the folks in the waiting room in a way that just elicited their stories and allowed them an opportunity to share about whatever they wanted to share, and was not just about, you know, how did they feel about the healthcare law or how did they feel about, you know, Obamacare or any of that. And so we wanted just to tell the stories of this one community.
And it's this very type of situation, this waiting room in Oakland, California, is kind of a microcosm. The reason why healthcare reform is so important and so urgent at this point. What's the biggest problem with our current state of insurance and healthcare?
Well, as we began working on the film and trying to, you know, get a sense of how we were going to capture this story, you know, ostensibly trying to put a human face on the uninsured through a documentary film in 90 minutes. How do you tell that story? We decided, you know, to use the waiting room as the stage from which to tell that story, because we felt that, you know, it was a metaphor in some ways for the healthcare system. Here was a collection of an incredibly diverse community, you know, sitting here stuck in this one waiting room. And as we began to spend time in the waiting room, we noticed that people were, you know, a lot of people there were using the waiting room basically as their primary care physician, that they were coming there often at a point where they were very sick and having to wait sometimes for serious things, but often for very low acuity, you know, medical situations. At the same time, it's an emergency room in a trauma center. So you've got people coming in who are shot, who are in car accidents, who are having heart attacks. And so it was that tension between people seeking very low acuity primary care and people who have true emergencies that we found fascinating. And when, you know, you're in the hospital for, you know, an ingrown toenail and someone comes in who's shot, you know, all the resources get sucked away to deal with that patient. So you're going to sit, you know, for a long time in the waiting room.
Let's take a listen to one of the people that's featured in your documentary. This is Takara Shaw.
I think America needs to see what goes on inside all the county hospitals in the U.S. today, because especially with the recession going on, they need to pay attention to this. This is people's lives on the line. You know, this is not something that you toy around with.
And that seems to be something that really is kind of a message, maybe not about politics, but for politicians, that in all of the rhetoric, they lose sight of these very people, these patients and the nurses and the doctors that treat them.
And, you know, that was one of the things we found in the question that we asked for a lot of people was simply, what are you waiting for? And we let them, you know, respond. And some people wanted to respond and, you know, with more of a political edge or more in the context of the healthcare debate. But a lot of people just wanted to talk about who they were, you know, their family, their friends, you know, what they did. And Takara, you know, she's not actually in the film. We also have this digital storytelling project where that preceded the film, where we just went in and sat down and talked with people. And we put those little snippets up online. The film itself is a cinema verite observation, and there are no talking heads, there are no statistics, there are no graphs. We just, you know, wanted to bring the audience into that waiting room, have them take a seat down next to people like Takara, and be privy to these moments and these conversations, and what it's like to navigate, you know, the healthcare system when you don't have health insurance. And we wanted to do that in a way that, you know, we weren't making a statement, a political statement, as directors of the film. We just wanted to give the audience that experience of navigating life day to day, living without health insurance.
So let's take a listen to one more. This is a father of a 7-year-old here.
One of the things that kind of leads to that is underemployment. And if you're underemployed, then you're underinsured. And if you're underinsured, then you don't go get checked. And so by the time you do go get checked, you're really sick. And so a universal health plan, depending on how it would be structured, would hopefully allow us the ability to go get checked. Now, whether or not we go is another question altogether.
An example of not just this father, but the 7-year-old waiting to find out whether they'll still be covered.
That's right. And I think there's, you know, there's a lot of anxiety about that, about the uncertainty of, you know, if people do come to the hospital, are they going to have a doctor? Continuity of care? How are they going to navigate? And that's one of the big problems that we saw, is that people, you know, don't want to walk through those doors of the waiting room and sit for 7, 8, 9 hours, and so they don't show up, and then, you know, they get very sick, and then that has consequences for all of us.
Pete Nix, Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. He's director of The Waiting Room, produced an op-doc for the New York Times that you can check out on their website as well. Pete, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.